The word today is worldly. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. It is very easy to become trapped in a lifestyle of worldliness. Temptations are all around us, which will draw us away from God if we do not resist them. If we say we love God, we must make a choice to live for Him and remain faithful to Him. Here to share how the Bible says we cannot be friends with the world and God is Pastor Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Worldly.
In the Bible, especially in the New Testament, there is a use of the term or the phrase the world. And the world stands for the attitude and the mindsets that are opposed to God. We'll hear a little bit about this kind of talk from James, one of the New Testament writers who tells the Christians who are acting in a worldly way that they basically should knock it off. They should stop it. He says in James chapter 4, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think the Scripture says without reason that the Spirit He caused to live in us envies intensely? But He gives us more grace. That's why the Scripture says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you." You notice that there's discussion here about the world. And that's what I'd like for us to think about for a few minutes here. The world is the attitudes, the desires, the sinful longings, the lustfulness that is all around us, the mindset of people that are in opposition to doing God's will. And we find ourselves urged in the Bible to make a choice. Which will we love? Which will we commit ourselves to? Which will we choose? Will we choose God, or will we choose the world? In the Bible, it is very common for there to be all or nothing choices that are given to us. There's no halfway. There's no choosing both and. It's either dark and light. It's either being the sinful person, the fleshly person, or the rejuvenated, the renewed person in Christ. There is no mingling of the two. We have to constantly make the decision for God and against worldliness. Now, when we're talking about the world, this doesn't mean the good creation that the Lord has made. Obviously, the Bible, as well as Christians today, say that the creation of God is good. And in fact, the human, the body that He gave us, was good too, but it's been corrupted and tainted by sin. So when we think about the world, we're thinking about the corruption, the greed, the sexual immorality, the ungodliness, and the indecent behaviors. In fact, this is mentioned in 1 John 2, and you can get a good sense of what the world is when it says in 1 John 2, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away. but the man who does the will of God lives forever. You notice again this contrast, and that God is calling us to choose Him, to dedicate ourselves to Him. And this is the gospel call. This is what the Lord Jesus called every person on earth to consider. He has come as our Savior. He has brought His forgiveness. He has offered to bear your sins. He has called for you to put your faith and your trust in Him. This is why He suffered and died on the cross. And you are called to make the choice. Will you love Jesus? Will you give your life to Him? Will you make that choice? Or will you choose the world and one of its allurements? Because the world is constantly trying to suck us into its kind of cesspool. It's constantly trying to mislead us and draw us away from God. And many people have what in James is called a double-mindedness. In verse 8, James says, "Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." A double-minded person is a person who's trying to accomplish both tasks at the same time, trying to be a person who loves God, a person who's righteous and good, and at the same time be someone who's worldly and conniving, someone who's dishonest and deceitful. You know what? It doesn't work. You're not fooling anybody. People can see your hypocrisy, and the Lord can see your lack of righteousness. And so James is saying, look, whether you take the name of Jesus or whether you're just first coming to Him, you have to make the choice to get rid of this worldliness, to leave it behind. You see, because there's pride in the sinful person that says, well, I can do both. I can be a good person and at the same time, I can get away with it. I can get away with lip service to being good, but I'll still be evil. Or I can get away with my immorality if I hide it. I can get away with really poor commitment to God. I can get away with ignoring His word. Maybe I can get away with deceit. The fact of the matter is, oh, you may for a moment. You may temporarily get away with it, but you won't in eternity. You're not fooling anybody in the long run. Just like Jesus talks about the fruit of the plant, of the tree, the good man brings out the good that's stored up in him. The evil man brings out the evil that's stored up in him. It'll come out eventually, inevitably. And that's why you need to repent of your sin. That's why James says that if you're a friend with the world, you've made yourself an enemy of God. And God certainly does not want to be your enemy. God gave you a Savior, Jesus. And He wants you to realize that it will be a blessing to you if you choose to be a friend to God. Now, what this means is that then you will end up a stranger or an alien, so to speak, on the earth. You'll be different than the rest of society. The people that want to live in immorality, the individuals that want to live for satisfying their fleshly desires and their lusts, you won't participate with them. They may laugh at you. They may mock you. They may ridicule. They may give you a hard time. So what? You have to make your decision whom you're going to follow. Some people will hate you for loving Jesus. Don't let that stop you from making the Lord Jesus your friend. Christ has died for you. He has given His life for you. He wants to be close to you. Don't let worldliness prevent you from coming to Him. You must make your choice. Obviously, the right choice is to draw close to Jesus. In the book of Hebrews, it talks in chapter 11 about what are often called the heroes of faith, people that chose to love God and to try to shun evil and to walk with the Lord in their lifestyle. And these people in verses 13 through 16 are actually called aliens and strangers on the earth. These people are said to almost be just passing through, that they knew they had a better home, a heavenly one. And that's what God is really trying to prepare us for. He's trying to get us to not see this earth as our permanent residence. He's trying to get us not to get trapped in sin, much like ancient creatures that are found in fossil beds might have been trapped in tar pits. That's exactly what sin is like. It's like a tar pit that grabs you and catches you and pulls you down to your destruction. We have to resist that. And every day, repentance should be part of our lifestyle, part of our practice. Acknowledging our sin, acknowledging we need Jesus' forgiveness. Every day we have to make a choice. Are we going to choose as a child to obey mom and dad? Are we going to choose as a husband and wife to be faithful to our spouse, loving to them, not abusive, to be a good partner and respectful? As teenagers, are we going to choose our parents and their guidance over our peers, our other teens? As adults, are we going to choose to live by the principles of faith or by the passions of the world? We have to make a choice. And right now, the Lord is asking you, who do you choose? Are you going to choose me or are you going to choose the world? Let me tell you one thing. The world does not care in the end about you. It cares about taking from you. It wants your money. It wants your mind. It wants your allegiance. But the world cannot save you for eternity. Only the Lord God, who has made you to be in fellowship with Him, is able to save you for eternity. That's why in verse 5 of James 4 it said that God's Spirit envies intensely. He made you to be in a relationship with Him. He made you as His creature so that you will love Him and live for Him and that you can have closeness with Him. This is God's desire for you. It's okay to be different. It's okay not to love worldliness and sinfulness. God wants you to be close to Him. Ask Christ to be your friend, your Savior, and know that He will always be close to you. He will always, always be your friend.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.